Well, hello there, and welcome to Proverb Per Diem, a daily podcast that is spending 31 days on a verse or a passage from the book of Proverbs. I am humbled, blessed, and honored that you would take time out of your busy life to spend here with me. With that said, let's go ahead and get to the good stuff. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him. This is obviously talking about God, but how I wish that this could be said about me. I wish that when people think of me, that one of the things that comes into their minds is my trustworthiness. I want you and your brother to know that if I tell you something, you can consider it already done. You don't have to wonder if there will have to be an awkward conversation that needs to happen later because I don't have a habit of saying one thing and not doing it. Have I already accomplished this? No, not even close. And it would depend on who you asked as to how trustworthy people would call me. People who hardly know me beyond an acquaintance would call me trustworthy because I haven't let them down. But as you move to people who know me better and count on me more, they would likely tell you of the times that I let them down, of the times that I failed to do what I promised. I feel like Paul, doing what I despise and failing to do the work of God that I desire to do. So let's get to the verse. Every word of God is true. But His words are true. Every time, all the time, the person who has barely learned His name a few minutes ago to the person who knows more about God than all the others combined, God's words are true, flawless, uncompromised. His follow-through is perfect. There is a 0% chance of what He said or promised not happening. He has never said a word that is untrue. Think of that. Not one single word of untruth. He is the appropriate standard for us. He is also a shield to those in refuge. When you come under His protection, nobody or nothing can touch you. And we can trust Him because He's given us His word. And His word is never wrong. His word can't be wrong because then it would be untrue. And we already know because we just looked that God doesn't say anything that is untrue. To do so would violate His nature, making Him contrary to who He is, contrary to who He said He was, making His words untrue. As His, we can rest in the shield of His protection forever and always. So what's the takeaway? God cannot lie. Therefore, His words can never be wrong. Takeaway 2, God offers protection. Therefore, His protection is perfect. Because if it were not, then His words would be untrue. If His words were untrue, then God would be a liar. If God is a liar, He's not worthy of our dedication. Takeaway 3, He is our standard of how we should live. We should let our yes be yes and our no be no, period. I pray that as you have listened to this monologue to my sons, that God took something I said today and spoke to you. I pray that He protected me from saying anything foolish, and I pray that He will protect you from being led astray by anything that I've said. As we go our separate ways, please remember this. Our circumstances are in God's hands, and whether those circumstances are good or bad, all that is required of us is to trust Him. Have a great day.